The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. So-called fairness ordinances are being pushed all over our land. While these are hidden under a guise of being about civil rights, in reality they are a part of the homosexual agenda to rule this land. The aim is to control the teaching of the Bible, since that is the major hindrance to homosexuals' lifestyle being protected by law. Some of them don't know that the removal of scriptural truth is the actual aim of the movement, but the leaders of the movement know that very well. The leaders of the movement understand the teaching of their ideas and the teaching of the Bible cannot dwell together in the same society. They know they must gain our children's minds so that our children will approve their disordered lifestyles and vote to establish by law their disorder. To do that, they must eliminate the Bible from the channels which teach their lifestyle. That is, the tax-supported education system, movies, pop music, and other media means. The battleground, as it's ever been for Satan and his ideas, is the mind of the next generation. So why do they hate the Bible so much? Well, that becomes obvious if you read the Bible passages about homosexuality. Listen to the Apostle Paul in the New Testament as he teaches God's view of homosexuality. I quote at length from Romans chapter 1. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it to them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, the Bible says, they became fools. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, Romans says, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was right. Who knowing the judgment of God, Paul concludes, that they who commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now is it clear why the leaders of the homosexual movement want to stamp out all biblical teaching about their disordered lifestyle? It should be. And to be sure, God doesn't hate the people trapped in homosexuality, but He does hate homosexuality itself, because it stops His purpose of populating the earth. We must understand that the war in local governments over so-called fairness ordinances is not about fairness. It's about eliminating the gospel from being proclaimed in public, thus hindering people from becoming vessels of God's life for which He created them. If a government ordinance can tell you who you have to hire, what's to keep government from telling the church which pastor they have to hire, based on what that pastor believes about homosexuality? Is that, quote, fairness? Or is it dictatorial government eliminating the freedom of speech and religion? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.